All shamatha practices and most meditations in general start with the what we call the seven-point posture of Buddha Vairochana. And I'll just, I do it at the beginning of all my meditations, so I'll just help you get into it. It's a process of aligning your body so your energies can flow and you're not impeding your insight and awareness by, you know, knots of fixation, either physically, emotionally, or mentally. So top down starts with the top. Eyes should be relaxed, 180, kind of a 180 gaze, very relaxed. If I put my hands out like this, I can kind of see everything between my hands. And they can be lowered just a little bit. Sometimes it's said just down the tip of your nose. It's relaxing. This relaxing of the eyes is a meditation in and of itself, because in daily life, we're always fixating on something, right? This and that and this. And so this releasing and letting go and creating the equanimity of the entire 180 range is really refreshing. And then coming down, I go top bottom. So coming down to the mouth is slightly open, the jaw is relaxed. And the tongue is just kind of on the tip of your top palate. And that, again, just sort of closes a channel and kind of creates some stability. If you want to breathe through your mouth, that sometimes is seen as great preparation for further advanced practices. Sometimes that's just uncomfortable, and breathing through your nose is just fine. And coming down, we have the neck, and they say, I guess Vairochana said, that the neck is like the crook of a shepherd's staff. And so it comes up the back of your neck and goes down right about where your nose is. And you want to feel that opening in the back of your neck. So you can kind of, to find that, you can kind of move your head forward and then you can kind of move it back a little bit and you can kind of find that opening. And then very important is the straightness of your spine. And you don't want to be slumping or clutching. And the image is of like a stack of gold coins. It's a nice image. Your spine is a stack of gold coins. And coming down to the legs, and of course the royal posture for meditation is the Vajra posture, also known as the full lotus. And I don't know about you, but my 68-year-old legs don't want to do that anymore. I don't know if they ever did. So it really just matters that your legs are in some position that supports the straightness of your spine and the other parts of the posture. So they can be on the ground. They can be in half lotus. You can be reclining. You can be reclining in one of those zero gravity chairs. I think that's a great way to do shamatha. And so that's the legs. And then finally, you know, I think I left out the shoulders. How could I do that? I love the shoulders. Shoulders are back and down like vulture wings, tucked in a little bit. If you've ever done Tai Chi, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it opens the chest and opens the airways. And now finally, the hands. And for today, I'm going to recommend that they're, you know, right hand on top of left with thumbs attached, four fingers below your navel. It's just one way the hands can be, but this is the Bodhisattva posture. And it's method and wisdom combined. And that's what we'll be talking about today. So why not? But if that doesn't feel comfortable, and I know when I had a rotator cuff injury, that was not comfortable, then just the good old Dzogchen flop into your lap. Just be relaxed. Okay, and so now you have a posture that supports the breath. So you might have a chance of beginning at the most coarse level to feel that internal massage I was talking about with the rise and the fall of the breath. And to the best of your ability, let your awareness, your focus, Abide with the breath, whatever that means to you. Abide with the breath. The main thing is you're not doing anything with it. There's no counting. No, this breath is long. This one is short. Here's my pause. There's my gap. None of that. That's too much concentrating. So just abide and relax and feel. And then you might just turn your attention towards thoughts. Thoughts never end. Don't try to repress them. Don't do anything with them. My favorite image is of a pony carousel going around and around. Maybe one of those ponies stand out. You want to like really examine it, but just let it go. Maybe one of those ponies jumps the carousel and gallops away with your attention. Maybe even for 2 or 3 minutes. Happens more than you think. That's all right. Just gently bring your attention back to the breath and just observe the thoughts. Again, maybe peripherally guarding for agitation versus dullness. Try to stay in the middle. Curious, but not perseverative is the word we use in psychology. Arising and letting go. Don't elaborate. Don't create a narrative. For heaven's sakes, don't create a strategy for the narrative. I've spent entire retreats doing that. What a waste of time. Just let your thoughts go. If they're so important, you can pick them up later. They'll be there. I guarantee. Just rest. Perhaps you can notice the space in between the thoughts. Focus your resting right there. There is that space between when one thought ends and the other one begins. Do we ever know where it goes? Do we ever know where the next one comes from? This little bit of gentle Vipassana inquiry is perfectly okay as you watch these thoughts arise and dwell and go. From where? How do they stay? Where do they go? And then if it feels right, you could begin to be curious about who is observing all of this, whether it's the breath or the thought or the space. Who's looking at all that? Who is the one awaring it all? You can become aware of awareness, abide with awareness, rest in awareness. And this is the sweet spot of shamatha, where the cares of the world subside and we are firmly at home in our awareness. Let's dwell here a moment and not rush. When you're ready, gently begin to bring yourself back. Kind of just feel your gravity on the surface you're sitting on, and the temperature in the room, and the presence of other people, the light through your eyes. Try to come on back without breaking awareness.